The Ghana Police Service is to get a command and staff college to further sharpen the skills of its personnel in new dimensions of policing. The college to be sited in Winneba will admit its first batch of 20 officers by the 4th of next month. President John Mahama made this known when he reviewed the 45th cadet officers' graduation of the Ghana Police Service in Accra. The 190 graduates included four foreign cadets from Liberia and the Gambia. Cadet Officer Richard Lante Odati was adjudged the best cadet officer. Pascaline Adadevo reports.
The Ghana Police College was established in 1959 with a first batch of 14 cadet officers. It offers career training programs aimed at sharpening the intellectual and professional skills of qualified personnel from the rank of inspector. Limited university graduates are also accepted as direct entrants after 3 months of under cadet training at the college. 190 smartly dressed officer cadets turned out in a parade supported by some special units of the police service. What was spectacular was the female contingent that trooped the band to the admiration of the gathering. Indeed, what a man can do, a woman can do even better. Revenue Officer President John Dramani Mahama congratulated the security services on their show of dexterity during and after the elections and the Supreme Court verdict. He said as president, his government has a responsibility to ensure that citizens go about their duties without fear or intimidation, adding that the issue of security is paramount.
The first thing I'd like to do is to thank you and all the security personnel who work hard on a continuous basis to ensure that Ghana remains the most stable and most peaceful country in the West African sub-region.
What probably could be described as the best news is the establishment of a police command and staff college. The Ghana Armed Forces has one which has served as a center of excellence over the years. The police command and staff college will offer senior and junior strategic courses and police management courses.
Participants of these courses will learn executive leadership, strategic management and development, as well as strategic professional policing. Additionally, they will gain a critical understanding of global systems of peace and development, the multiple dimensions of conflict resolution and peace building, economic policies, poverty and natural resource conflict, and many other new dimensions of policing and security.
President Mahama again assured the Ghana Police Service of the necessary logistical support to enable them to work efficiently. The police now have a helipad at its headquarters. The Marine Police, which was disbanded in 1947, has been revived to launch surveillance on the country's waters. The unit has been provided with 6 modern speedboats.
In line with promoting a democratic policing culture and to meet the growing security requirements of our nation, the hitherto militarized armored car squadron has been transformed into the Form Police Unit, FPU, to deal with public order management, hostage rescue, VVIPU escort, and protection for UN mission areas. The police hospital redevelopment project is also ongoing, and government is determined to ensure its completion on schedule. Plans are afoot to procure aviation platforms to facilitate the rapid response capability of the Ghana Police Service.
President Mahama requires nothing more of the graduates than to live by example and embrace the principles of teamwork, bravery and tolerance. He cautions them that in a country where there is increased usage of social networks and a vibrant media, their backs would be watched. A new police council will be inaugurated soon to be chaired by Vice President Kwesi Emisa Arthur.
Pascaline Adadevo reporting.